With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. First responders, including police and emergency medical personnel, have converged on a high school in Perry, Iowa, following a shooting there. There's no information on injuries, if any, at this point. The mother of a ninth-grade student says her daughter was evacuated from the school building at around 7:45 local time this morning. Perry, Iowa, located roughly 30 miles northwest of Des Moines. The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new state law that allows police to arrest illegal aliens and gives judges greater latitude to deport them. Speaker Mike Johnson delivered remarks at a press conference in Eagle Pass, Texas, while leading a delegation of 64 House Republicans amid a record influx of migrants.
The speaker described the border crisis as chaotic.
The situation here and across the country is truly unconscionable. We would describe it as both heartbreaking and infuriating.
He noted that under President Joe Biden's watch, there have been millions of migrant encounters and gotaways, adding that border agents have also apprehended hundreds of suspected terrorists trying to sneak into the country.
We have over 7 million illegal encounters at the border, nearly 2 million known gotaways, and that doesn't count the many that are undetected, at 312 suspects on the terrorist watch list that have been apprehended.
Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, investigators in Iran say that suicide bombers likely carried out yesterday's attack on a commemoration for an Iranian general who died in a 2020 U.S. drone strike. Yesterday's twin bombings killed 84 people, wounded almost 300 others. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 176 points, the Nasdaq down 16. SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom delivers an unusual pronouncement.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit's been filed against the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, alleging that it engages in pervasive and severe anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. A master's degree student says her class was assigned a project that required them to respond to allegations of brutality by Israeli soldiers. A professor at the school is also accused of making anti-Semitic social media posts. This is SRN News. Fed officials remain cautious when it comes to possible interest rate cuts this year.
The Federal Reserve's policymakers concluded last month that inflationary pressures were easing and that the job market was cooling. In response, they chose to leave their key interest rate unchanged and signaled that they expect to cut rates three times in 2024. According to the minutes of their December meeting, Fed officials indicated in their own interest rate forecasts that a lower benchmark rate would be appropriate by the end of 2024, given the steady progress towards taming inflation. But they stressed that they should remain vigilant and keep rates high until inflation was clearly moving down sustainably towards their 2% target. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A winter weather system expected to arrive on the East Coast this weekend, a mix of snow and freezing rain. How much and where? Still a bit too soon to say. More details, SRNNews.com.